Hey guys, Kevin here. I hope you're having a great day. You know, just a few weeks ago, I had a chance to sit down with one of our sponsors, Payability, and the team behind this amazing service. You know, they really do care about us as Amazon sellers, and they've designed a way for us to get paid daily instead of waiting every 2 weeks for those Amazon payouts. Tons of their customers are already using those readily available funds to grow their business faster and bigger than ever before. Payability wants to see what they can do to help you grow faster and bigger as well. Find out more about their service at payability.com/podcast. That's payability.com/podcast.
From the mind-blowing business building podcast, the Private Label Podcast, it's Listen and Learn Wednesday. Sit back, take notes, and get ready to explode your private label empire with topics and techniques to take you to the next level. Here's your host, Kevin Reiser.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the show. I am your host, Kevin Reiser, and today is Listen and Learn Wednesday. We're going to dive into a topic, something that I want to share with you, and hopefully you'll get a lot out of today's episode. It's a really powerful one, and it has to do with suspensions, specifically product suspensions on Amazon. You know, for many of us, it is our worst nightmare. I hear it all the time. People say, I could wake up tomorrow, it can all be gone. I could wake up tomorrow and have that dreaded notification, that message from Amazon saying that our product has been yanked, has been suspended for one reason or another. Well, that happened to me not too long ago, about 6 or 8 weeks ago, as a matter of fact. And I want to tell you about that experience, and hopefully you will learn something from it. I certainly did. So let's go back to the beginning. This was not a new product. In fact, I had been selling this product for almost a year, and for the most part had been smooth sailing. Now, I will tell you that we had a small issue with our manufacturer last year on one of our production runs for this product. There were some slight quality control issues, and in that case, Amazon actually noticed it before we did. The manufacturer had sent the product directly to Amazon, and Amazon simply made a pretty significant portion, several hundred units, unavailable, unfulfillable for that order. We simply had those items removed and went on about our business. And I really thought in that case, okay, Amazon picked out the bad ones. There's no need for us to do anything further. Well, you're going to hear in just a couple minutes how that kind of came back to bite me later on. So let's fast forward to earlier this year. As I said, about 6 or 8 weeks ago, I'm going to tell you about what happened. Actually, February 10th was the exact time frame here, early February. So the first thing that happened is that I received a message from Amazon, and it went something like this. Hello, we have removed your listing because of a buyer complaint about the condition of one of your FBA items. Complaint type, used item sold as new. It then lists the ASIN and the title, and it says, if you would like us to reinstate your listing, please reply to, and then it gives the email address with the following: the issue that caused the complaint, and the steps you have taken to resolve the issue and prevent similar complaints. We will review your plan and decide whether to take action to reinstate your listing. If we receive more complaints about your listing, we may not allow you to sell on Amazon. All right, so in some ways, kind of a scary message, right? Because it's alarming that a customer would complain that we are selling a used item as new. Certainly, we don't do that, never have. And then secondly, you know, kind of alarming because the first thing that jumped to my mind, and I'm curious whether it jumped to any of yours, is maybe this is a competitor because it talked about a buyer complaint. And it doesn't say plural buyer complaints. It says, we've removed your listing because of a buyer complaint. And I thought, gosh, I wonder if it would only take one competitor, one person that's trying to just cause me a headache to complain about the quality of one of my items and have it suspended. So Nonetheless, there was something kind of encouraging in that message as well. Did you catch that? It says, if you would like us to reinstate your listing, please reply to. And it gives me the two things that they want: the issue that caused the complaint and the steps you have taken to resolve the issue. So I felt pretty confident, guys, in my ability to handle this situation. I really did. I thought, gosh, you know, I think that I can handle this. I think that I can put together a plan, or can put together a response that will satisfy them. So I spent that afternoon kind of writing a response, and it was two paragraphs or so. I'm not going to read it verbatim, but it basically said, you know, gosh, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. And it said that our policies were against selling used items as new, that we hadn't received any complaints from buyers about selling used items as new, and that I was concerned that this could just be a mistaken customer, right, that had a bad experience with the product, or even a competitor. So I sent that off to Amazon and was pretty confident that they would reinstate my product. Well, I was wrong. I thought, after 3 years of selling on Amazon, of all the people I've talked to that have had similar experiences like this, of all the things that I know about interacting with Amazon, surely I can get them to take action. Well, I was wrong. Here is verbatim the message that I got back only about an hour after I sent it. It was kind of pretty quick. It says, hello, we still need more information about your plan to address the complaint we received about the listing at the end of this email. To be sufficient, your plan must include a root cause, include more details about the steps you have taken to prevent similar complaints. Describe how you will prevent complaints, not just how you will react to them. Show that you have taken responsibility for the complaints. Based on our investigation, this complaint was not caused by issues out of your control or anti-competitive behavior. If you would like us to reinstate your listing, please reply to this email with an updated plan. If it sufficiently addresses the complaint, we will reinstate your listing. So I had done a couple of things in my first plan, but I had missed, I had left out a few things, including a root cause and describing how I will prevent complaints and not just react to them. Probably the biggest thing that I didn't do, though, is that last one that says, show that you have taken responsibility for the complaint. See, here's the thing with Amazon. If they feel like you're not taking responsibility for the situation, your chances of being reinstated are slim to none. And I had a very defensive posture at this point because I still didn't understand exactly what the complaint was. Amazon makes it very difficult in these types of situations to figure out exactly what the person complained about and exactly what is the situation. And have other people complained about a similar thing before? There are ways to find all of this out, but it's very difficult to put all of the pieces together. It's also very difficult to know what language to use when you're responding to complaints like this. You don't want to be too curtsy, too cute. You know, I have a bad tendency sometimes of saying, oh, we really value our relationship with Amazon and we really want to serve your customers. Amazon really doesn't want to hear all that. They really want you to get down to brass tacks and just acknowledge the situation, take responsibility for it, tell them how you are going to prevent it in the future, and how you will, how you have taken action to fix this specific complaint. So by this point, I'm starting to get a little bit nervous. My first plan of action has been rejected by Amazon, and they've been really clear about the fact that they weren't satisfied with that plan of action. Also, I notice on this message back that underneath that message to me, it has some new information, and it says complaint type. And instead of saying used item sold as new or something like that, it says complaint type safety incident. Safety incident. And that scared me a little bit because it told me that they were now viewing this case as a potential safety incident. And I know that Amazon takes safety complaints and safety incidents much, much more seriously than they do other types of buyer complaints. So at this point, I felt like I needed some professional assistance in handling this situation, and I reached out to my good friend Rachel Greer at Cascadia Seller Solutions. And you can go back and listen. We've had Rachel on the show. I've also seen her speak at many events. She and her team are all former Amazonians. They are former Amazon employees and executives. And they do all kinds of things, all kinds of really cool things to help sellers. Things like help getting you out of product suspensions or account suspensions. Ideally, they help you avoid those types of things as well. But they do other things like helping you to make sure that your product really is safe and doing the testing and looking at all the regulatory compliance. They do all kinds of things. Really cool people over at Cascadia Seller Solutions. So I sent Rachel an email. I said, help, you have to help me. Here's what's going on. Her business partner, Christina, responded right away and really encouraged me not to send Amazon another message. You know, it's always kind of funny when you hear that from a professional, right? From an attorney or, someone in this situation, a professional in dealing with Amazon, they say, stop, don't say anything else until I have a chance to wrap my hands around it. So Christina was wonderful, and she and her team, let me tell you, they really saved the day. They stepped in to help me, and it was such an easy process. I want to walk you through exactly what they did and what I had to do, which was not much. The first thing I had to do was to give them access to my Seller Central account. Now, obviously, if you were to contact them, they're not just going to ask for that right away. They would, you know, tell you what's going to be involved and, quote you a price, let you know what it's going to cost. There would probably be an agreement of some type you would sign, and then they would request access to your seller account. It's not as if you hang up the phone with them and immediately give them access. I have had a friendship with Rachel for the past couple of years, and so there's a comfort level there. This process was much quicker for me, but it is quick for their other clients as well. So step number one, they got access to my Seller Central account and started researching the problem right away. And very quickly, they were able to determine that there had been multiple complaints from buyers over the last couple of months for this product. The product either arrived damaged or that the buyer thought that the product was sold as used when it was really new. And in that case, it's probably because the product arrived damaged in such a way that it looked like it had been used. The safety seal, if you will, was removed. So that was the root cause here of the situation. Cascadia then asked me for some more information in terms of some of our policies and procedures, and immediately started drafting a response letter to Amazon. They sent me a draft within 24 hours. I believe it was the same day that they started working on this. They sent me a draft of the plan of action. I made a few suggestions and filled in a few of the blanks, and they finalized that draft right away, less than an hour later. So we're talking less than a 24-hour process here. I had a professionally written and highly vetted and highly researched plan of action to then send to Amazon. Part of that was some consultation with Cascadia, and at their recommendation, part of my plan, right, a big part of the change was not only one, taking responsibility, but two, they wanted to know how I was going to prevent this, right? So how I was going to prevent this is we made some internal changes to our policies and procedures in terms of inspections and things. But a big one was we still had about 1,500 units left at Amazon for this particular product. So we did a partial removal. We told Amazon, we were able to give them the actual removal number, and we were to inspect all of those units. And if that partial inspection yielded a high defect rate, we had assured them we would remove the rest of the inventory. So here's the cool thing. Say all that to say this. Sometimes you got to know when to call in the big guns and the professionals. Here I am. I would say I'm not a novice Amazon seller, always learning more, but I've been around the block a few times. I was not able to dig myself out of a product suspension. Many of you won't be able to either. And whether it's a product suspension or an account suspension, obviously the best thing to do is to not get into that situation, but many of us will find ourselves in that situation at some point. You have to know when to call in the big guns. I sent that revised plan of action to Amazon, and guys, I'm telling you, less than an hour after I sent it, my product was reinstated. It hit all the right spots. It checked all the boxes of what Amazon was looking for. And it's not just a template. It's not as if Cascadia said, oh, okay, well, here's what you need to send. They really had to take the time to research my specific situation, because responding to a safety incident is much different than a quality incident, or much different than a counterfeit claim. There's lots of different things and ways that you can potentially end up on the radar of seller performance, and understanding why you're on their radar and exactly what they're looking for in terms of changes for you to make to get off of their radar is really the important thing. So less than an hour later, I was reinstated. More importantly, or I would say equally as importantly, is the headache that this prevented. Because let me tell you what happened. We did that partial removal of a couple hundred units that were left at Amazon, and we found almost a 40% defect rate. What had happened is the safety seal for this particular product on this particular run was defective. So the safety seals were peeling off underneath the cap. So it's a liquid product. You take off the cap, and it looks like it's open, right? It looks like the safety seal has been pulled back. I have to tell you, if I received that product as a customer, I would do the same thing that most of those customers did, which is to complain to Amazon that they received something that looked to have been used. And so we then made the decision, I made the instant decision, to remove all of the rest of that inventory for inspection and to take that issue then up with my supplier and let them know that we had had that quality issue. So it was a huge pain in the rear, but it was the right thing to do, not only for our customers, but for Amazon. And I would have never known to have done something like that. I would have never gotten to the root cause of the issue without the help of Rachel and her team over at Cascadia. And big shout out to them. Big thank you to them, because they really saved me in this situation. And again, guys, the moral of this story is know when to call in the professionals. It's very admirable to try and learn and to do things on our own sometimes and kind of fight the good fight. But sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you really need the help of a professional. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that story. I'm curious, have any of you experienced anything like that? I would love to know. You can leave a comment on the show notes section on the episodes tab over at privatelabelpodcast.com. Also, join the discussion we're having on Facebook and our Private Label Empire Builders Facebook group. And if you want to check out Cascadia and the team over there, Rachel and Christina and all of those fine folks, they do such an incredible job. And I, again, can't thank them enough for getting me out of this situation. But Cascadia Seller Solutions is the name of their group. And you can find them online at thinkcascadia.com. Again, that's thinkcascadia.com, and we'll put a link on our show notes page for this episode as well. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you real soon.
If you enjoyed this Listen and Learn episode, you'll love the matching video tutorial and downloadable PDF companion, exclusively yours at privatelabelpodcast.com. Join us next week for another Listen and Learn episode.